My name is Naila Ansari. I live in Mumbai. But I've run away. I'm far away from home now. In the mountains. The reason I ran away is because if I stay home, you'll kill me. I know he will. If I stay, he's gonna kill me. If anything happens, I just want the world to know. He's not the person you think he is. If he finds out where I'm going to be dead. My father is going to kill me. Help me. Please.
Patel, hi. I mean, Senior Inspector, sir.
Hurry, no need for all that. We were friends once. Come sit, yeah.
I wouldn't say we were...
Comrades, Alia, comrades. More important than friends. I know. You went through a lot. And unfortunately, none of us had the balls to back you up then. Anyway, bygones, right? I hear you're working at the Express now. You like it there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Bit different from police work, Hannah.
Look, Patel, I know you haven't called me here for a general catch-up, so why don't you just get to the point?
Yes. Alia, I'm setting up a special investigation team. This is a high-profile case. The family involved are powerful, well-connected. It's not something that can be investigated in the normal way. I need a woman to go undercover with a male officer, to pose as a married couple. I need you.
Me? Why? You have other women working here.
Not someone who can do this.
What about Ratna?
No.
Why not?
Inspector Ratna has had some complications.
Alia? What the hell, yaar?
Ratna?
You never called me.
You have a...
Oh, this is Chubbs. Her name's Avantika, but nobody calls her that. Dekhna, Chubbs, this is your auntie Alia. See?
I'll have the salad.
Yes.
What is a salad, Valeria? As it is, you're so thin. Get her some butter chicken too and some papad. Jaldi. Arre, stop complaining, Chubby. The food is coming now. Yeah. Lollipop? Lollipop.
Yeah. Ratna, when did all this happen?
Huh?
I mean, a baby...
Don't ask, yaar. After rejecting at least 50 guys my parents wanted me to marry, I thought, chalo, I'll settle for the one who seems thoda sa decent. Turns out he was a bloody alcoholic loser who left me after I got pregnant. But never mind. Chubby and I are fine.
Hey, Papa, why did you drop it off?
Never mind. See? Mama made it all clean for you now. Take it.
Good girl. Ratna, I can't take this job. I don't know how to do it anymore.
You can do it, yeah. You're like the best police officer in the force. Everyone knows that.
I've been out of action for too long now.
You're not even curious or what? It has to do with that 18-year-old girl who died. Naila Ansari.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Daughter of that air conditioning guy.
Who? Parvez Ansari?
Papa, Chubby, what is your problem, girl? What? I swear, Alia, never have children, okay? Never. That's my advice to you.
I'm telling you, Alia, she's mad. I'm supposed to be here to look after her. But who would say she's had a heart attack? Every 2 days there's a party and half of Margao is here.
Sounds like fun, Mrs. Gomes.
No, it's not fun. I have to cook for 30 to 40 people every night. I should come here.
No, don't. Your sister must be so happy you're there.
Are you feeding yourself, Baba?
Yes, I'm eating now. How much?
20 rupees, madam.
You're eating vada pav from the street.
Hear it.
Thank you, madam.
I'm coming home right now.
No, Mrs. Gomes, I can look after myself.
Are you still having those nightmares? Is it still the same one?
It's fine. I'm fine, really.
You used to wake up screaming.
You know, maybe it's just that I'm feeling empty, not doing police work. I think I will take on that case that Patel has offered.
Oh, good,
me.
Alia. That's good to hear. It's what makes you happy. It's who you are. And your father, he would have been so proud.
So, you come here often? I'm Junaid, by the way.
Do you like having two arms that work?
Sorry?
If you don't want a broken arm, leave me alone.
I think you and I are going to be great friends, Alia. Sorry. I should have said. Junaid Qureshi, Crime Branch, Delhi. I'm going to be your husband. Oh, I like jogging and breaking people's arms too.
I see. We should go somewhere and look at the files then.
Yeah. Your place or mine?
I'll meet you at that coffee day in 20 minutes. Okay, so it looks like we are Alia and Junaid Mirza from now on. I have a Facebook profile, and that's your Twitter account.
Jamin Junaid. I'd never have a Twitter handle like that.
So we met at St. Stephen's in Delhi. Enrollment, certificates.
Wait a minute. Why did you graduate with the first class and I just have a second?
Because you were busy being Jamin Junaid, obviously.
Oh, shit. I'm an IT guy. I hate IT guys.
Employment. Employment certificate, paychecks. Wow, Popo's really gone all out on this one, huh?
Yeah. We got married 8 months after we met.
Yeah, maybe we were just stupid.
Or in love. One thing they got right, Alia, is that you are totally my type.
Listen, Junaid, you better get serious about this, okay? A young girl has possibly been murdered. I have no interest in making friends with you. We are doing a job. Got it? I'm also older than you, and I've been doing this for far longer, so I suggest that you do as I say and start taking this seriously.
I'm very serious. And I like older women too.
Good morning, sir.
Sir, you bring baby to work with you?
Chubbs hates being with my mother-in-law. That woman doesn't do anything except watch Ye Hai Mohabbate on TV. Chubbs likes some action, yaar.
Okay. Check. Welcome, Inspector Junaid Qureshi. Good to have you on the team.
Thank you, sir.
Here we go. Naila Ansari, drowned in a bathtub with an empty bottle of sleeping tablets next to her on the 2nd of November. Time of death, 3 a.m. No suicide note, no signs of struggle. It was Naila's 18th birthday. There was a party that night, mostly business associates of her father and mother. The last guest left at 1 a.m. Her body was found at 7 a.m. by the maid Roop Kala, who went in to give her her morning tea.
Why are we viewing this as a suspicious death? Is it because there was no suicide note, or is there any other...
Naila posted a video to her Facebook profile a year ago, but then removed it 5 days later. Popo managed to uncover it for us.
All in a day's work.
Alia and Junaid Mirza. That's who you are now. You'll be moving in next door to the Ansaris tomorrow. Ready?
Totally ready, boss.
The Ansaris like family people. So go be a family.
Lift, 1, 2, 3.
Got it.
Okay.
Can you walk a little faster, Junaid?
I'm trying, yeah. It's walking backwards also.
It's too heavy. Put it down.
I just need 2 minutes.
You can't be serious.
With anything except olive oil in my house. You hear me, Roop Kala?
Ji, ma'am, sir.
Now go. Why are you wasting time?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Are you new neighbors?
Yes, I'm Junaid and this is Alia.
Hi.
Mirza, Junaid and Alia Mirza.
Hello. Shehnaz Ansari.
Hi.
How nice to have someone move in. This place has been empty for 2 years now.
Oh.
The price, you see.
Yes, very expensive. We'd never been able to afford it on our combined salaries, but my dad wanted to help us out. He's a bit over the top.
Come on, Junaid. I don't think she wants to listen to our entire family history, huh?
No, we'd love to get to know you. Things have been quiet around here recently.
Oh, you should come over for tea once we're settled in.
No. You should come over for dinner. Tonight? Do you both like Italian?
So, what do you do, Junaid?
I'm a software architect, sir.
Don't make it sound so fancy, Junaid. Just say software engineer, na?
Arre, but it is fancy. Excuse my wife. Huh? Nothing I do is fancy enough for her. I proposed to her on the top of Tiger Hill in Darjeeling, and all she said is, well, it's not the Eiffel Tower or anything.
I never said that. I'm sorry, could I just use your... the toilet is right there. Go down the corridor and first door on the right.
You won't believe how particular my wife is, Mrs. Ansari.
Please call me Shanaz.
Right, Shanaz. So one day I made a lovely meal for her. I had it all planned, these and advanced. Pasta and Netflix.
Toilet?
This is baby's room. You mustn't come in here. Madam will be angry.
Oh, but she said first door on the left.
Nahi, madam. First door on the right. That is the guest toilet.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Cleaning up after you takes longer than making a meal. I'll cook from now on.
Are you talking behind my back?
Only nice things, darling.
Ah, Rukala, kya banaya hai yaar?
Pesta.
Rukkala. Pesta nahi. Pasta. Pasta bolo.
Pasta.
Wow, this looks amazing.
I'm training her in international cuisine. Rukkala, garlic bread leke aana.
Ji.
Where is he?
Let him be.
Oh, you tell him we have dinner together as a family. And he will join us whether he likes it or not. Go on, tell him.
Excuse me.
I'm here. No need to freak out.
This is our son, Ejaz.
Jazz, call me Jazz.
Hey, Junaid, was that you playing the guitar earlier?
Yeah.
Hey, I used to play too in college.
Please, your guitar playing is as bad as your very long and not so funny story.
Village.
Thank you, Rukkala. Let's eat.
You two are so cute. Remember when we were like that, Parvez? Newly married, our whole lives before us.
Cute? You too? Right.
Why aren't you eating?
Me? I'm not hungry.
Then why are you here?
Because we sit together as a family every night and pretend to enjoy ourselves, right? Isn't that what we do?
Ejaz.
Go to your room, Ejaz. Go.
I'm sorry about our son. He's very, well, we're all very...
Are you okay?
We've been through a difficult time, you see. We had a daughter. She died just a month ago. And Ejaz and she were very close, you see, so...
I'm so sorry.
Lovely girl. Kind, caring. She used to call me Papa Bear.
Please, Parvez, don't. Let's just try and have a nice time tonight.
Sorry.
Please, sir, don't apologize.
Ah, Junaid, try my salad. You'll never guess what's in the dressing.
So I went into Naila's bathroom and there was a half-finished bottle of Zolpiclone on the shelf.
So? We saw pictures of the bottle near the bathtub?
Yes, but this one had a label on it with the doctor's name and clinic details.
So?
So why were the doctor's details not on the bottle the police found by the bath?
Maybe someone removed it.
Why?
Let's discuss this in the morning. I'm tired.
Fine.
So, where shall I... We have to stay in the same room, right? To lend authenticity.
No, I don't think so.
You sure? I don't snow and I take up very little space.
Shh.
What? What's the matter?
Someone's watching us.
What?
No, don't look now. There's a man across the street in a red shirt. Pretend you're closing the curtains and look then. Who could it be?
I don't know. Don't worry, I'll sort it out.
What are you going to do?
I'll deal with it. Go to bed, it's nothing.
Hello?
Alia?
Ratna, what are you doing up so late?
Arre, Jabs keeps me up all night drinking milk like a bloody sardar. I don't sleep anymore. So, this Dr. Rameshwari Nair...
Who?
Naila's doctor. You sent Popo a picture of the medicine bottle with the doctor's name and address on it. Remember?
Right. Yes.
She's a psychiatrist specializing in infant psychiatry. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just watching someone. Did you say infant psychiatry?
Yeah. What the hell is that? Babies go to therapy these days.
Where the hell did he go?
What are you doing, Alia? What is it? I'm telling you, Alia, something is wrong with this child.
Well, maybe you should take her to an infant psychiatrist.
What?
One sec. Just hold on.
He's gone.
What happened?
He ran away.
Did you see him? Did you talk to him?
It was nothing, Alia.
He was watching us, Junaid.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Ratna, are you still there?
I'm here. And there's no way you are making me take my child to see a psychiatrist. You got that, Khan?
I can't believe you're making me do this. This is child labor.
But how is it child labor?
You are using Chubbs as an undercover agent.
Please, Ratna, that's ridiculous.
And who takes a baby to a psychiatrist anyway?
People do. Okay, I did my research.
What am I going to say?
I don't know. Just find an opportunity to mention Naila. Say she was a friend or something. Just see what her reaction is. Anyway, it might help. You said baby's not sleeping very well, right? Mm. So maybe the doctor could give you some advice.
Okay, whatever.
You'll be fine, okay?
So tell me now. Tell me everything.
What?
How's your life with your new guy?
Oh, Ratna, please.
He's so hot.
You know, there's something very strange about him.
What?
I don't know. I just get this feeling that he's hiding something. Ah, there it is. Dr. Swaminarayan Clinic. Good luck.
You're not coming with me?
No. It'll ruin my cover.
You owe me big, Khan. Let's go, Chubbs.
Two more seconds, beta. 97.5. Perfect temperature. She seems fine. Lovely baby you are. You can take her now. But doctor, she eats and cries all the time. Something must be wrong. Have a seat. Was your baby exposed prenatally to illicit substances?
What?
No. Then she's fine. Babies cry and eat. That's what they do.
The crying drives me mad, doctor. I mean, I love her and all, but sometimes I just want to throw her out of the window.
I'm joking. It was a joke. I know it can be hard. The first 3 to 4 years are challenging.
Can you give her something to help her sleep? Please, I'm a single working mother. I don't get much help. Sometimes, especially without sleep, it can get very dark.
I can prescribe something.
Thank you, doctor. It won't cause addiction or anything, will it?
Well, it can, if taken regularly. You have to monitor that.
Thank you, doctor. I've always thought you shouldn't give medicine to a baby just because it's crying.
This prescription is not for her. It's for you.
Me?
Okay, let me explain. You have postnatal depression. Nothing to worry about. We can help you.
I'm not depressed. I'm just tired.
Take the pills for a while. Let me know if those dark periods get any better.
Shouldn't I see a counselor?
Well, if you have the time and you want to spend money talking about how your mother ignored you as a child, then yes, please do. But the medicine is quick and effective.
Thank you, Dr. Nair. I'm so glad my friend recommended you to me.
Oh, who's that?
Naila Ansari. So sad. What happened to her?
Who are you?
Just a friend of...
You're not a friend of Naila's. Are you a journalist?
No.
Naila had an anxiety disorder. She had a breakdown last year. I gave her medicine to help her relax.
Enough to kill herself.
She stopped taking them. She saved them up so she could do what she did. She knew what she wanted to do. Do you have all the information you want?
Why would she kill herself?
I think you've wasted enough of my time. You can leave now.
I was just...
Please leave. Right now.
I've been through weeks of the building's CCTV footage, and it looks like Dr. Rameshwari Nair visited the house regularly, like twice a week.
Alia, I think we're wasting our time. She had mental health issues. It's suicide, yaar.
You know what amazes me the most, Ratna? That whole evening we were there for dinner, not a single person asked what I did for a living. They asked Junaid, of course.
That doesn't mean that they're bad people. They're just traditional.
No, but Shehnaz Ansari owns a beauty clinic. It's not like they don't expect women to work.
Oh.
What?
What is it, Popo?
She stayed over.
What?
Yeah. Usually, Dr. Nair comes out in about 30 minutes or so, but look here. On this day, she's leaving in the morning.
See? Told you. Full cuckoo this girl was. The doctor even had to stay over. Huh? Alia? Alia, are you listening?
Just look at Naila's transformation. This girl became this girl in the last 6 months of her life. I mean, she looks like she's free. She's not as covered up. She's cut her hair. She's even sitting differently. She's come alive.
Narcotics. Yeah. It happened to my cousin Bunty. She discovered drugs and totally changed.
But all these Facebook posts about women's rights, building up women's self-esteem, saving the girl child, it's as if she found her voice.
Hey, Popo, yeah, you're still sitting here. How long have you been at that desk, dude?
8 hours. I can do 17.
Why do you keep disappearing, Junaid? Where have you been?
Right there in your heart, AK.
Please, can we just save this crap for the Ansaris?
Okay. Check this out.
What's this?
Protests outside Flawless Beauty Clinic in July. Sophia College students protesting against the advertisement that offers to make them fair and thin so that they can get a man.
That is so what? Every ad on TV is the same.
One second. Is that?
Yep.
What?
That's Naila protesting against her mother's beauty clinic. Popo? Get me everything on Flawless Beauty Clinic, okay?
I'm on it.
Arre, just let the guy have a loo break, yeah?
Nah, don't need it.
Hey, AK, where are you going?
To make friends with Shehnaz Ansari. And don't call me AK.
You like her, na?
Totally.
Just to let you know, she sleeps with a gun under her pillow.
Ah. Thanks.
Alia, hi.
Hi.
What's this? Oh, just something to say thank you for the other night.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Come in.
Rupkala, vase leke aao and put water in it.
Ji, ma'am, sir.
Oh, perfection. Dahlias are pure perfection. Did you know they're highly cultivated and hybridized to create the perfect layered petals?
Oh.
Haan. Rukkala, chai bana.
Ji, ma'am, sir.
I didn't know that about dahlias. I prefer rougher, untamed flowers myself. A lot of work goes into creating perfection, Alia. It's an art. I run a beauty clinic in Bandra. I see girls every day. Meek, underconfident girls. Girls who have no idea what's truly inside them because they're so blocked by what's outside. We help them see their true beauty. By changing them. I see you don't approve.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
My daughter was the same. She was born with an extra toe. We had it removed, thinking it would cause her problems with shoes when she grew up. You know what she said? She said, I destroyed her uniqueness. I took away what made her so special. I just wanted her to be confident. Is that wrong?
No. I mean, you're a mother. I'm sure you wanted the best for her.
I was a fat child, Alia. People made fun of me. Childhood is unbearable when you don't fit in. I just wanted to protect my baby.
I understand.
I haven't been in her room since it happened. I haven't been able to.
You need to go in there, Shahnaz. You need to face up to it, otherwise you will never heal. You know, I lost my father too, and going through his stuff really helped me heal.
I can't.
I can help you. I can go in there with you. If you like. These are beautiful, Shahnaz.
It's from our holiday in Spain this April. It's the last time I remember us all being truly happy. Oh, this is a funny one. Parvez and Naila were always playing the fool. She loved her papa bear. More than me. Always more than me.
Madam Ji. Breadcrumbs are not there.
Arey, how can that be? You bought them 3 days ago.
Nahi hai, madam.
God, you're useless, Rukkala. Chalo, chalo, dekhte. Cupboard ki dekha kya? Huh? Arey, kya ji, madam ji? Wo wala cupboard nahi. Isme to dekho. Oh, it's here. It has to be. Ye kya hai? What am I going to do with that woman?
These knobs are so pretty. Where did you get them?
These are Crawford Market. Naila picked them out herself. I'm sorry, Alia. I'm feeling a bit tired now.
Oh, that's okay. You should rest. And if you ever need to go in there again, just call me.
Oh, Alia. Thank you.
So, Naila had a whole bunch of articles in her drawer about the Sarojini Towers disaster.
You mean the building in Versova that caught fire? What was it?
Yeah.
Like 250 residents dead?
That's right. Did they ever find out what caused the fire?
Well, there have been inquiries, but no cause of fire was determined as far as I know.
Okay, find out if this fire was connected in any way to the Ansaris. I want to know why she was researching this.
Okay, I'm on it.
Hey, Popo. There was also this sketch of her in her room. Below it, there were these letters in caps.
What letters?
L-U-W-A-M-H. Can you check if it's code for something or if it's...
Alia, seriously? Even I know what that is, man, and I've never had a single love affair in my life.
What?
Love you with all my heart.
Okay. Okay, so there was a boyfriend.
Or a girlfriend.
Anyway, I'm here. Talk later.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Flawless Beauty Clinic. My name is Adele. How can I help you today?
I'm not exactly sure.
That's all right. Follow me. Many people come for consultations when they feel like they want to do something but are not sure what it is that they want. That's what I'm here for. What's your name?
Saira.
Saira. Come, please. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So this is our brochure for the beauty treatments. These are the skin lightening procedures that are on offer. We're doing a 25% discount on till the end of December. And these are the cosmetic surgeries we provide. Would you like some tea, wine?
Oh, no, thank you. You offer Botox to under 21-year-olds? I mean, why would they need Botox?
It's very effective in preventing wrinkles cropping up later in life.
Right.
If you want some input, I'd suggest maybe a very minor facelift. Just here, perhaps, under the cheekbones. And maybe a tummy tuck.
Oh.
Just a suggestion, of course.
I hear this clinic is run by Shehnaz Ansari. I've read so much about her. I mean, she's so inspiring.
Yes, Shehnaz ma'am is wonderful. She truly understands beauty like no one else. Such a shame about her daughter.
Oh, what happened?
She died. They say it was suicide on her 18th birthday.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
I was there at the party.
Oh, really? Wow.
It was so fancy. Look, I have pictures. Here. That's Naila with the dancers that were flown down from Germany.
Wow.
And that's all of our staff with the DJ. That's my cake eating selfie. I took it because I wanted to show my mother. She says I never eat anything sweet, you know. And this was all the flowers.
I'm so sorry. Can you just go back? What kind of cake was it?
Strawberries and cream.
No chocolate, huh?
No. Why?
No, just because...
Bindu, where's Adele?
Ah, that's Shehnaz, ma'am. You should meet her.
Oh, I feel suddenly a bit...
Adele?
A bit sick.
Oh, do you need the restroom? There's one right there.
Adele?
Thank you.
Adele.
Hello, ma'am.
We need to talk about the beauty cream line, so get in the car. I'll take you to lunch.
Yes, ma'am. Come in.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm fine. It must have been the picture of the cake or something.
Oh, you're pregnant.
Yes, I'm pregnant.
Congratulations. Looks like that tummy tuck will have to wait then, huh?
Of course.
You stay and browse through the catalog. I have to dash, but leave your number with Bindu at the desk and I'll call you later, okay?
Boss, ek aur dena.
Haan.
Why did you hide?
Hmm?
She told you about the clinic. You could have just said you were there to see her.
I don't know. I panicked. I'm not used to all this undercover stuff. Besides, I'd given the girl another name. If she had introduced me to Shehnaz, it would have totally...
Okay, yeah, fine.
Oh, what is this shit? Oh, you call it Golgappa or what?
No, we don't actually. We call it Pani Puri in Mumbai.
You're so...
You know what you are, AK?
What? I'm dying to hear it.
Pedantic. That's the word.
That's your phone. Aren't you going to answer it?
I don't want to be a slave to my phone.
Who keeps calling you today?
It doesn't matter. Tell me, what's the big deal about the cake?
It was made of strawberries and cream. Her stomach contents showed chocolate cake.
You said there was a big buffet. Maybe there was another cake.
We need a party menu. I'll call Popo.
Hello, Alia?
Hey, Popo.
Hey.
Never mind. Call you back.
Hey, man. Jazz, right?
Yeah. If you want to have pani puri, this is the wrong place for it.
Why are you telling my customers that?
I'm not talking to you, bhaiya. Pop in. You guys don't have a car?
We don't really need one. Public transport is so convenient in Mumbai.
You travel by train, Alia?
When I have to.
You don't mind your wife getting felt up by random strangers on trains?
I can take care of myself.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Alia's had to look after herself from an early age.
Oh yeah? What happened to your parents?
I'd rather not talk.
They both died when she was little.
That must be tough.
Must be even harder losing someone close to you when you're grown up. I mean, when you have a relationship with them.
I lost my sister before she died.
Why do you say that?
We were close once. The first word was Jazz. She refused to do anything without me. When I was 8, we were playing some game where we'd go under the bed sheets and pretend we were monsters. My father found us and gave me the thrashing of my life. I didn't know why then, but we never played bed sheet games again. Still, we were always together.
And what changed?
She became a woman, discovered boys, told secrets to her friends and not me. She changed a lot. What's that?
I think your mother must have dropped one of her earrings in the car.
Hold it up. Throw it out.
But it looks expensive.
Great. Throw it out. Go on, do it. It's not Mom's. It's that bitch who's having an affair with my father.
Your father's?
Yeah, it's no secret. Everyone knows, even Mom. But the bitch leaves clues everywhere to drive my mother mad. I hate her.
Is it someone he works with or...
I don't want to talk about it. Come on, we're here. Don't park it too far, okay?
Yes, boss.
This way.
You didn't throw that earring out, right?
Of course not.
Hey, Jazz, what is this place? I thought we were going to eat pani puri.
Follow me. Come on.
Hey, Jazz.
Hey, man.
Good.
Long time, man. Where have you been hiding?
You guys been working out or what? Come on. Dilshad, looking hot. How's it going, man?
Yes, man. Good to have you back, bro.
So, the usual for me, these are my friends Alia and Junaid. Just give them whatever they want, alright?
Sure.
And it's on me.
Hey, there's no need for that.
Just relax, guys. You guys look like you could take a night out.
Jazz, what the hell do you want? I need to speak to you.
Well, I don't need to speak to you.
Here you go, Jazz. Vodka Red Bull. Are you okay here, boys?
Fine. Sam was just about to leave.
Come with me.
Get your hands off me.
Guys, seriously, I don't want any trouble here, okay?
Look,
you have to speak to me at some point.
Screw you, man.
Jazz!
Hi, I'm Junaid. This is my wife, Alia. Jazz brought us here.
Hi.
How do you know Jazz?
Since college. Sorry, excuse me.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah. Pani puri on the menu for 1500 bucks?
What?
You've got to be kidding me, right? And I'm from Delhi, so this really shouldn't surprise me, but...
No, the tattoo on the guy's neck. It's the same tattoo that Naila had on her lower back.
Was it the same?
Exactly the same. A cross, then that hospital monitor line-like thing, and then the heart.
Maybe it's a cult.
Maybe he's the boyfriend.
Where's Jazz?
In the toilet. Oh, Sam's going in.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Junaid, why are you sitting?
I'm going to order.
Get up and get in there.
I don't like public toilets.
Are you going in or should I?
Hey, what's going on?
I just want some answers.
Yeah? What answers do you want?
Hey. How's that for an answer?
Come on, get off me.
Come on, Jazz, let him go.
Get him. Jazz, I just want to know the truth. I was here, man. I was waiting for her all night. Get out.
Jazz, look, put that up. Put that down.
Get out.
Drop it.
Slit your throat.
Drop the glass.
Okay.
But this is not finished.
Get out.
Are you okay, Jax?
His hand is bleeding.
Give me the glass. Give it to me.
I hate him.
Who was he?
He killed my sister. Piece of shit. He killed her.
I've got to take this.
Go. I've got it.
Hello? It's Popo.
You don't have to keep saying that. I have caller ID.
Right. Sorry. Anyway, listen. About Naila researching the Sarojini Tas fire, I think I might have a link.
Go on.
The entire building had air conditioning installed by a company called Pankhakul. They shut down soon after the incident, and there is nothing about Pankhakul that I can find online, which is weird. It's like they got a tech expert to just clean up really well.
So, you think the air conditioners caused the fire?
Well, the building had ACs densely packed on all four sides. So, if one unit exploded, it could ignite the insulation of the machines above and bring down the whole building.
Then why would investigators not know what caused the fire?
Maybe they were paid off.
So, is Pankhakul linked to Ansari Energy Services?
I'll find out. But why would Naina have all these articles?
I don't know. Maybe she was blackmailing her father.
In Undercover Mumbai by Aisha Menon, Alia was played by Prerna Chawla, Junaid, Tavish Bhattacharya, Ratna, Shivani Tangsale, Shanaz, Shanaz Patel, Parvez, Rajat Kapoor, Jazz, Sukant Goel, Rupkala, Lavleen Mishra, Popo, Rohit Malkani, Patel, Jemini Pathak, Adele, Abir Abrar, Mrs. Gomes, Radhika Mittal, and Dr. Rameshwari by Anaita Oberoi. Other parts were played by Vivek Madan, Nadir Khan and Kamakshi Rai. Music is by Sasha Putnam and John Owen. Undercover Mumbai is produced by Nadir Khan, directed by John Scott Dryden and is a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4.